Good evening and welcome. You're watching Left, Right and Center with me, Sanket Upadhyay. Two stories that we are going to track right here on this show. Debate number one. What exactly do you think is happening in Indian Parliament? 1 week and counting, no business at all, and the Treasury benches being accused of not letting the House function. On the other hand, players in the opposition, particularly the Congress, want a JPC into the Hindenburg report. Now, there is no great coordination in this opposition demand because there are many opposition players who feel a JPC may not be required and may not be efficient. But while all of this is happening, is the functioning of Parliament the casualty and thus a government which boasts of great performance rankings in Parliament of passing one bill after another is itself being accused of stalling work? What exactly is going to happen? So that is going to be debate number one, apology versus JPC. Who will blink first to break the House logjam? Also on the show, the red corner notice against fugitive Mehul Choksi has now been removed, which means he can fly around. Now, what does this necessarily mean? Is this a setback for the CBI and also the Indian government, which wants extradition in the case of Mehul Choksi? Or is extradition still very much on track? Is there a possibility that Mehul Choksi may now start looking for a new safe haven? Let's first start with discussion number one, apology versus JPC. I want to introduce our guests. Rashid Kidwai is a senior journalist and author. Sharad Gupta is a senior journalist. Sujata Paul, spokesperson of the Congress Party. And Dr. Rajdeep Roy, Lok Sabha MP of the Bharatiya Janata Party. Thank you very much for joining us. Dr. Rajdeep Roy, I want to begin with you first. You know, this is a unique situation where 1 week plus and counting and the Treasury benches, that is the government, has been accused of not letting the House function. This is the very same government that boasts of fantastic statistics that look, we performed, we overperformed, 120% performance, 200% performance, these many bills passed. Now what?
Look, as you have very initially and very correctly remarked, we actually think of performing more than 100% as has been envisioned by all our leaders in the national level. From day one of this 17th Lok Sabha, the Speaker of the Lok Sabha, Sri Om Birla Ji, has been giving opportunity to everybody to speak. And instead of ending the Parliament session at 6 or 5 in the evening, it has continued to most of the time till 9 or 10 p.m. or even at certain occasion it has crossed midnight. So the intention of the government is very, very clear. We want to do business. We want to pass bills. Yeah. We want to do business and pass bills. But right now, as you have said, just 2 weeks back, in foreign shore, a leader of opposition, namely Mr. Rahul Gandhi, has attacked Indian democracy and asking for help from foreign powers to come and intervene. Like his grandfather, great-grandfather has taken the issue of Kashmir to the UN. He is also now attempting to take the issue of Indian democracy, which has survived few thousands of years, all of a sudden to someone who has actually subverted democracy for almost 190 years and gone to the shore asking for help because his grandmother was the one who subverted democracy in 1975 for 19 months. And now here he is again taking these issues to foreign shore and asking for help, which is absolutely not acceptable. What Dr. BJP Roy, has very categorically said is a very simple thing.
We can keep going back and
forth. No, your question where is the on Congress the parliament. That's Dr. what Roy, I'm coming to. Just give me a minute.
The Congress
just
is give going me a to minute. Accuse you. One moment, please allow me to ask a question. The Congress will keep accusing you that why does the same yardstick or rule not apply on the Prime Minister when he made many comments against the UPA rule on foreign soil? And this debate we have had all of last week and still having. My point is, what does it say about a government which boasts of great credentials, of great performance in Parliament, and now the very same government is accused of stalling the functioning in Parliament itself?
No, this is absolutely not correct. It is a figment of the imagination of the opposition leaders. As we take pride in our performance, we also take a strong stand that we will not tolerate any nonsense. We'll not tolerate any nonsense by anybody in the foreign shore and all. You are not entitled.
Nonsense.
The feeling of entitlement, the feeling of arrogancy has crept on to you so much that you forget where you are speaking, to whom you are speaking, and to what audience you are speaking, and what is the effect of your speech will have in the entire country. You are saying India is a union of state. India is a federation. So if you talk of the basic issue of democracy is not understood by this gentleman. The launching, the relaunching, the repackaging for the last 20 years has not done any good to this gentleman's, gray cells.
Sure,
I hope he understands this and takes an apology.
Okay, Dr. Rajdeep Roy, do stay on with us. Rashid Kidwai and Sharad Gupta, one by one. Mr. Kidwai, to you first. I'm going to pose that question to you. Do you think that this is something which will reach the people, the fact that the parliament is not functioning because of the government?
Sanket, first of all, I'm glad that my friend Sharad is here. See, the job of running the house rests with the government. It is government's job to run the house. It's not a job of the opposition to run the house simply because it's in opposition. Obviously, it takes two to tango. So, and there have been numerous instances, just not about, opposition leaders. I mean, this is opposition to the Congress leaders going offshore and making statements. It's also about protest. We have seen, Sharad has covered, both of us have covered parliament. You see, on a number of occasions during Narasimha Rao time, during Manmohan Singh time, the BJP stalled houses for a week, fortnight, etc. And Mr. Arun Jaitley, Sushma Swaraj, who were, leaders of the two houses, they would say that protest, stalling house is very much part of the democratic process and democratic means. Now, today the BJP just keeps on talking about the number of hours, etc., that, it's kind of productive work. But the unproductive work is also productive because that's the only forum that is available. If Mr. Rahul Gandhi is guilty of any wrongdoing, he should be allowed to be given a chance in parliament, rules, procedures. And of course, the government must have, and Prime Minister must have a right to reply and, take him to task. But you cannot curb the freedom of expression of a parliamentarian. I would say about same thing. The precedence that's being talked about, Sanket, is very dangerous because they're saying about Subramanian Swamy. The curve that was imposed on Subramanian Swamy was in the height of emergency. And the BJP, the earlier avatar, the Johnson, was protesting. What is the BJP saying? Is it saying that what happened during emergency should be used as a precedence? So these are the disturbing things from a non-partisan position. I think both sides should come forward and try to resolve. They're just trying to, they're happy actually. Now, the government is happy that Rahul Gandhi is emerging as some kind of, Rahul versus Narendra Modi narrative for 2024. And that's the political side, but that is what, the politics of it is behind.
Sharad Gupta, Mr. Sharad Gupta, do you have the same assessment that this is actually politically a win-win for both the BJP, which is mounting an argument because the Congress alleges that they want to divert attention, and for the Congress because the entire government, every day, without fail at 9:30 a.m., by hosting a press conference and then by launching this attack inside parliament, demanding an apology, is making a huge hero out of Rahul Gandhi, or making him into a huge personality. So both, it's a win-win. And the casualty is the performance in parliament, the people.
Listen, this is an unprecedented situation. Ruling party has never hampered the parliament as it is happening now. It is, I don't recall any such instance where government has impeded the proceedings. Hmm. And because government has all the might, if Rahul Gandhi has committed a mistake, he has committed a crime, if he has committed treason, he should be tried. He should be prosecuted. The case should be lodged in with the police and he should be prosecuted. So, but just because the ruling party wants to score brownie points, they want to create a political situation out of it. That's why, as Rashid Bilku said correctly, that they are trying to create a national hero out of Rahul Gandhi. And in fact, after his Bharat Jodo Yatra, he's already immersed as a poll center. So there is already a poll, and there are number of parties which are now trying to create a third front because they cannot accept Rahul as their leader. And this is exactly what the government wants. Government wants a fragmented opposition with Rahul at the helm of Congress, and it should be a Rahul versus Modi debate. And the next election should be contested between the two personalities, not on issues, but on personalities. So that's what is happening now.
Okay. Sujata Paul, spokesperson of the Congress Party, is also with us. Yes, Dr. Rajdeep Roy, I will come to you. Just one moment. Sujata Paul, you see, the BJP says that the onus, while theoretically the onus of running the house is on the government, these utterances by Rahul Gandhi must be brought to the fore, and that's why the apology. The two journalists here feel that an absolutely unprecedented thing is happening in Parliament, where the Treasury benches are obstructing the functioning of the House. Who should blink first?
Absolutely correct. It is the government which is responsible. And if the government is obfuscating the parliamentary proceedings, they should be held accountable. But by trying to come up with a press conference every morning, unprepared, with unsubstantiated issues, it just shows that the government is very scared. The government was rattled by the Bharat Jodo Yatra's success, and the government is on the back foot. And that is why they are coming up in this manner, because they think that attack is the best defense. Clearly, it is not so, because not only the parliament, the parliamentarians, but across the country, people are also recognizing it. Of course, with a Godi media, so to speak, in their hands, they thought that they would be able to create this narrative. It is not happening. They are being questioned as to why they are not willing to allow Rahul Gandhi to speak. But the problem is, if Rahul Gandhi speaks, it's a catch-22 situation, because they might have to answer on Adani, because questions of the JPC will be asked. The opposition will come across as a united opposition. However, if he is asked to speak, they will also be showing that it is democracy which exists, which they are not. So what is the problem with the government? They can't score brownie points by showing that there is democracy in the parliament, at least. By muting parliament, they are only showing how scared they are, how cowardly they are, and how the entire system is working for one man. This is democracy. This is not, a government which has to work for one man. And I'm not talking about the Prime Minister. The person I'm talking about is Adani now. Because if Adani is in question, why is the government so scared? It is obvious that it is Mr. Shah who is scared. And that is why they're coming up with some kind of a narrative every day. They cannot do what they had done earlier. Okay. And that is something that they should recognize.
Okay. Now, my question back to Dr. Rajdeep Roy. You see, the point here, yes. Dr. Rajdeep Roy, you see, the point over here is...
If I could just ask my question, then you can
make your point also. The point is,
please,
that obstructing the functioning of the House is being called unprecedented by everyone. Do you feel that now it is yielding what people say is the law of diminishing returns? First week, there was a lot of buzz around it.
Look,
but what now?
It's very, very important, very important angle that we have brought into the debate. What I'd like to say is that the Mr. Speaker Om Birla ji has been saying from day one, I will let you raise any matter under the sun in the parliament. We will give you all the chance to speak, but everybody has to follow the norms. Mr. Rahul Gandhi is now planning that he will come straight away to the parliament, give his statement, and go back from the parliament without answering. He sometimes raises the question in certain issues, and he's not there to listen to the minister or the prime minister speak. On many an occasion, it has happened over the last few years. I have been in the parliament for the last 4 years, and I have seen that. I am a privy to all these, what I am speaking. It is not that I'm building it on my own. Look, On the president's address just a few weeks back, he spoke for 52 minutes. And 52 minutes he spoke only with lateral reference to Mr. Modi and Mr. Adani, which was outside the purview of the issues laid out by the president of honorable president of our country. Now what he said was unsubstantiated. There was no substantive claim or evidence to it. So what ultimately the Mr. Speaker did was, you know, expunged most of his statement because it was unsubstantiated. Now Parliament is a holy mandir. You have to say something backed by your evidences or backed by some sort of a, you know, reports on which you are speaking. But he says so, which are figments of his imagination. He spoke the same line, the same language, the tone and tenor of his speech in foreign shore was also like that. That democracy has been murdered in India. He did not say that he spoke just few weeks back for 52 minutes in the parliament. His mics are muted is only a figment of his imagination. His mics were never muted.
Dr. Rajdeep, the fact were that you need to speak the House,
just 30 seconds, just 30
again,
seconds.
Then he Sanket, will lose his argument.
Sanket, just 30 seconds.
Then you can... just
30 seconds.
That,
please,
no,
please,
were,
just bear with me.
You are speaking nonsense abroad. See, you are speaking in India. By he not has, allowing
he,
this to happen.
That's what we have been saying.
You're
he has spoken
his
nonsense.
Point.
He has spoken nonsense abroad. He has spoken nonsense abroad.
Like
he does not want
now.
To follow the rules of the game in the parliament. There are article, there is rule 377. There is rule 193. There are privilege motion he can move if he wants to speak. He is doing none of that. The speaker wants to run the question hour where all the almost 20 questions are asked basically on the development of the entire country. You are not allowing the questionnaire to run. What would have happened if you would have asked your question or made your speech instead of at 11 o'clock, at 12 o'clock, if the speaker allows?
Okay, Sujata Paul.
You go to the all-party
yes,
meeting,
you know,
say that we want the parliament to run. But again, you do not want the questionnaire to run.
Party.
How is that?
Because they
how
don't
farcical
know what
is
they're
that?
Asking,
you get 52 minutes
to speak about.
And you speak on something which is nonsense, which is a figment of your imagination.
Allow him to speak. Once he speaks, you ask
Absolutely.
Your question. Isn't it? But by muting him, you're proving
yes,
that you don't want him
not
done
to speak like that, ma'am.
Because
it is
you're
not
scared.
Done like that.
You're
that is not the rule of the parliament.
You,
you are not above the rule.
Adani,
the gentleman for whom you are speaking cannot set the rule which has been framed by his forefathers, by his grandmother and his great-grandfather. They have to play to the rule which has been framed by his grandfather and grandmother. You have to follow that rule. You cannot, on one fancy morning,
I have to come here. No, no, no. We cannot have a debate like this. Please, one moment. I have to come in here. Rashid Kidwai. Question to Rashid Kidwai now. Rashid Kidwai, do you feel that going by the basic principle that it's the government's responsibility to ensure the functioning of the House must function? Else this message should clearly go that the government is not allowing the House to function.
Sanket, we must remember these are the, you know, political rhetorics. You can go on talking, but in this kind of, you know, situation, the voice of reason, you know, does not have that kind of role that it should have in our parliamentary democracy because okay. It's that mandate that determines everything. As long as Narendra Modi, the BJP is winning and winning state assembly elections, winning Lok Sabha elections, they will feel free to do so. As was the case in time of when the Congress was calling shots during the time years in, you know, Indira Gandhi time, Jawaharlal Nehru time, Rajiv Gandhi time, etc. So that's the thing. So it is a very cynical view of looking at politics, but jo jeeta wo sikanda, rule, procedures, etc. take a backstage. And because, as I said earlier, the government of the day is very confident. They think that by attacking more and more Rahul Gandhi, however reasonable, irreasonable, logical, illogical.
By the time the next parliament session happens, some crucial assembly elections will be over. So to say
absolutely.
That there is absolutely no calculation, I guess is a bit rich. But thank you very much for joining us. Rashid Kidwai, Sujata Paul, Sharad Gupta, as well as Dr. Rajdeep Roy for joining us. We're also joined in by Mr. Manish Tiwari. He's the MP for the Congress Party. Mr. Tiwari, who according to you is responsible for this showdown?
Well, Sanket, this is absolutely unprecedented. And I am completely at a loss of words and flabbergasted for the lack of a better word. I have never ever seen the Treasury benches not wanting to run the House. And ever since the budget session commenced, the entire attitude of the Treasury benches has been one of intense disruption. It almost seems that they have forgotten that they are the government, or they seem to be preparing for 2024 to come into the opposition, because this kind of belligerence from the Treasury benches is completely uncalled for. And obviously, it lends itself to two explanations. A, either the government does not want to run the House for whatever reasons it believes makes that imperative, or the larger message which the government is sending out, that it does not care for Parliament.
But you see, Mr. Tiwari, there seems to be a problem for the Congress party here. You seem to be demanding a JPC, but all political parties do not agree, all opposition political parties, to be clear, do not agree with this demand. Yes, you were able to shore up greater support with 16, 18 opposition parties, but not all. In fact, some very, very crucial political parties are not with you on this demand of JPC. They don't think it's effective.
Well, insofar as a joint parliamentary committee investigation is concerned, I was the first person who had actually articulated this demand in a signed op-ed in the Indian Express when the entire row over the La Affair Adani broke out in the wake of the Hindenburg report. Now, this is not the first time that Parliament would be going into a case of Margit aberrations. If you would recall, when the Harshad Mehta affair took place, the courts were seized of the matter, but Parliament in its wisdom still decided to constitute a joint parliamentary committee. And that joint parliamentary committee, in fact, led to SEBI getting a statutory status. In 2001, when the La Affair Ketan Parekh happened, then again it was the courts were seized of the matter. I think multiple courts were seized of the matter. And Parliament in its wisdom decided to again have a joint parliamentary committee. And the joint parliamentary committee, in fact, made recommendations which strengthened the regulatory and oversight remit of not only the Security and Exchange Board of India, but also the connected instrumentalities. Then again in 2011, when the CNDG report, which was a completely bogus report on the 2G affair, came out, not only was the Supreme Court seized in the matter, but even the trial court at that stage was hearing remand applications, bail applications of many people who had been accused in that matter and were subsequently honorably acquitted. And then Parliament in its wisdom again had a joint parliamentary committee, because you see, the courts operate in the realm of criminality, that whether there has been any criminality, transgressions, aberrations. Parliament operates in the domain and the realm of the regulatory remit of these statutory bodies or regulators, and then the larger policy aberrations which may have taken place. So there is no need for the government to be so recalcitrant or cussed on this particular demand. It's not a illegitimate or illogical demand.
All right, Mr. Tiwari, my final question. You see, while all of this is happening in Parliament, you have a lot of stuff happening outside Parliament also. And this usually increases when elections draw nigh. And that is name calling. So whether it is the Congress saying something or the other to Narendra Modi or the BJP, now you've got a situation where the BJP is using expressions like Mir Jafar. Mamata Banerjee has used certain expressions for the Congress party. What do you make of all of this?
Well, essentially, as I said earlier, Parliament must run. Parliament must function. The whole nation is watching. We must find a modus vivendi. And a legitimate modus vivendi would be to accept the demand of the opposition, constitute a joint parliamentary committee, give it appropriate terms of reference, and let the Joint Parliamentary Committee look into the policy and the regulatory aspect of what has been allegedly revealed by the Hindenburg report, and also look into the regulatory and the oversight failures or otherwise of the bodies which are charged with administering the capital markets and the concurrent instrumentalities who exercise concurrent jurisdiction or assist them, and come out with their recommendations.
All right, Mr. Tiwari, thank you very much for your time. Now, let's just hope that the parliament functions tomorrow, because if it doesn't, clearly, you know, it's a, I don't know how much political dividends it gives to keep protesting in parliament and not letting the house function, particularly this time around, because we're talking about the government not allowing the house to function.